I want to teach you a concept called the slight edge. The slight edge looks like this. Success, a person up here reads a little bit of a book every single day. Reads a little bit of a book. This person down here, not reading a book every single day. Is there much difference after a day? Much difference after a week? No. But would you agree with me that after a time, that when you study relationship books for a period of time, or health books, or spiritual books, or money books, or financial books, or network marketing books, or Legal Shield books, right? As you study those every single day consistently, there's something called the bended knee effect, and it shoots up, right? Would you all agree that that would happen? And would you agree that if this person never read, neglected his health, her health, never exercised, never had human connection, that over time their life would dissolve? Would you agree with that? This will be fun for you. Google oldest hamburger in the world. Google it when you leave here today, okay? Oldest hamburger in the world. It's 15 or 20 years old, and it is a McDonald's hamburger. And it looks the same today as it did when it was purchased all those many years ago, okay? Yeah. Oh, is it really? Oh,
he's on my team.
Wow, he's on your team. Congratulations. He has the guy who has the oldest hamburger in the world on his team. So that's very cool, right? So, but Google it. Here's the point. Is it really food? Food is made of organic materials, right? Living stuff. And when living stuff is separated from its living source for a month, 2 months, 3 months, what's supposed to happen? It just goes away. How many of you found a French fry underneath your seat in your car from 10 years ago, right? It's like, man, that looks the same as it did when I got it, you know? Not bad, you know, right? Not, it's like, that's not right. That French fry shouldn't be there anymore. But it's still there because it's not really food, is my opinion. I don't want to end up getting sued, but is my opinion, okay? So let's say you ate a cheeseburger, hamburger from McDonald's every single day, you know, just one day, and someone else didn't. Is there a difference? No, maybe your energy level, but really there's not a big difference, right? You do it 2 days. 2 days, do it. 2 days, don't do it. Much difference? Do it for a week? Starting to feel it? Maybe. Maybe a month? Y'all ever see the movie Supersize Me? If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. He eats McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He's going to do it for 30 days. About halfway in, his doctor says, you're going to die. You have to stop. I'm not going to participate in this. I'm washing my hands. If you don't quit, I'm stepping out of the project. Like, I'm not going to watch you kill yourself. And he's like, no, he's doing a documentary. He's like, I made this commitment. I'm going to do it. He put on, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 pounds in that time, and it took him years to get rid of it. Took him years to get rid of it. He almost died, right? But if you do it one time, one day, it's not going to hurt you. But if we all walked into McDonald's, and there's four or five people over there, and they take a bite in that hamburger, and they all drop dead, would we all eat at McDonald's ever again? Never again, right? But we do. Why? Because one time, two times, five times, 10 times doesn't hurt you. But over time, this is what happens. Success in life is simple disciplines compounded over time. Failure in life is simple. It's just a lack of discipline. It is errors in judgment. Remember I said we're going to talk about errors in judgment? Failure is errors in judgment compounded over time. In life, there's two paths to take. There's the path of responsibility and the path of blame. Failures blame everybody from Obama to their mama. They blame them all. I find it so interesting that no matter who's in the White House, this camp is like, oh, good, Bush is here. You know, he's going to save the day. And then it's like, oh, Clinton's here. Bush was taking us to hell in a handbasket, you know? And oh, Obama's going to save everything. You know what I tell people? I'm like, look, no matter what your political persuasion is, if you need diapers at 3 o'clock in the morning, try to get one of those guys on the phone. In the end, we are responsible, not the government, Social Security, not our family. We have to step up and step out, find ways to make ourselves better and bring more value to the marketplace. The slight edge is the way we do that. I hand out a CD today and you don't. Any difference? Nope. Tomorrow I do two a day and you don't. Two a day the next day and you don't. Two a day the next day and maybe the other person doesn't. Any difference between us? Do it for a year. Difference? Right? The bended knee effect kicked in. One person goes up, the other person goes down. Same thing. Exercise one day, don't exercise, no difference. Do it over a lifetime, bended knee effect kicks in. Have a healthy life, this person. Have y'all seen people that walk? I mean, I've seen this, and I'm not trying to be critical, but people that aren't that old in diapers with oxygen tanks cruising around town. Now, some of them may have been born with a defect, and I'm not being critical. I'm just trying to point out, you remember, y'all remember Charles, was it Atlas? Y'all remember him? You know, I mean, you look at some of these older people that have taken care of their bodies. I saw a woman recently that was 70 years old that I would have sworn was 40. Now, I know you can do that with a knife these days, but I'm thinking, you know, that it had a lot to do with how she lives her life. So the slight edge, if you go to the briefing this week and your associate doesn't, is it going to make a difference? Yes or no?
No.
But if you do it over time, it will. And that's what we're talking about, the slight edge.